He went around in an old buggy, an old horse and buggy, had his pills. And I don't remember him ever punching a needle in you to give you a shot of some kind. Pills, powders, a lot of it he made himself. But he'd tell you what to do. Used to have one old doctor come down here to us after when I was had the family. That's been 50 years ago. And he could have prescribed stuff to me because he was sorry for me and I had a big family. And he would tell me to go to the drugstore, go up to the drugstore and buy you so and so. And he says, I could write you a prescription and cost you a whole lot more. But you can go up there and call for so, which will be the same medicine. How many doctors do that today?
Not many.
It's a profession. And you can't blame them. They're out for the money. That's their line of making a livelihood. And it's human nature to get all the money you can. Get it while you can. That's what you're going to do, what you want to do when you finish your, get the mind, be independent.
Long time ago, people would die and they wouldn't know what they died
from or for or what was the cause.
Yeah, like when you got a pain down here, that was what?
Well, probably appendicitis.
But before they knew it was appendicitis, what?
Cramp colic, something like that.
What about the disease that children would get? They would choke to death? They used to come around and give a shit test for that? World War I?
Get the measles was one.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. Don't get too much of that today.
What about the disease that would make your skin turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Okay. Was there a place around here where people were buried?
Cemetery, yeah. They've got two of them. One at the church I'd said, and the old one, they call it the old pound, sir, it's just about filled up, the old timers.
What about just a little place off in the woods somewhere? Would you ever run up through those in the woods? Old, just a little old
cemetery, graveyard?
Yeah. What are they burying in, the box they bury them in?
Coffin.
Now you might say, a long time ago, people would go to the, a lot of people would turn up for the
funeral, or wake, or what you call it. I remember my old granddaddy, when he, before he died, he built his own coffin. I've seen the old thing, and he had the box, and he had the outer box, and he had the box that you laid out on the inside. It was black. He made it himself, and he was buried in it.
The people dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning, weeping.
That would last for a long time when you were coming up, wouldn't it?
Well, for about a month, best I remember.
They'd be?
Baptists wasn't about bad about mourning. Catholics, I think they'd mourn a little. Used to, maybe not today. See, my wife's Catholic and I'm Baptist.
Yeah.
I respect her, she respects me. There we go.
Now, if you ate something at a party or ate something that didn't agree with you, it made you sick where?
Well, you sick stomach, upset stomach, cramped.
Made you sick where? Sick?
In the stomach, belly.
And you had to go what?
Vomit.
Or when you drank too much, people got drunk, they'd go out and do what? You ever had that happen to you?
Yeah. Not too often, though. Back. That's a terrible feeling. You get too much and you can't control yourself, you're staggering and you're sick as a dog, and you heave and you Well, you get in terrible shape, and you don't have to go through that many times for that. This ain't for me. That's what you call overindulgence. That can be in your liquor or your eating or anything else. Now, these preachers say it's a sin to drink. I don't think it's a sin to drink. The more it is a sin to eat, it's the amount. Overindulgence.